It's springtime in New Mexico when farmers markets begin to bustle with people buying fresh fruits and vegetables. These consumers snap up organic produce, meat, and dairy products that are brought here from farmers up north. Like Ismael Garcia, who's taking part in the annual ditch cleaning in Chimayo.
Herencia, this is how you get your herencia, your water rights from your grandfather, from your great-grandfather, and it comes down the line. Family, yeah. Oh, we plant chili, corn, zucchinis, all kinds of vegetables.
Do you take them to the market?
I don't, no, but a lot of people do, yeah.
So you grow for your family?
I grow for the family and for your own use, yeah.
Can I get your name and your age?
Ismael, 69.
How long have you been doing this, Ismael?
Probably 40 years, yeah.
This is one thing we look forward to, is doing this, seeing good friends and good neighbors.
That's 55-year-old Gary Duran, who's been sacando la acequia, clearing the ditch here, for 45 years, since he was 10 years old.
Since you're a kid, then?
Since I was a kid. My dad had the property, then works his way down to family. Everybody here has property, and everybody here does it every year. It's been a tradition since the 1400s, 1500s. If you have water rights, you dig the ditch to get the water rights, to irrigate, because a lot of people still irrigate corn, chili, and that's one of our resources that hopefully we have for a long time.
The limpiada or sacando la acequia is a time-honored tradition.
Paula Garcia has been the executive director of the statewide Acequia Association for 18 years. She was born and raised in Mora, north of Las Vegas, and she knows how to wield a shovel herself.
After the thaw of winter and the dirt gets soft again, people start looking to the mountains in anticipation of when the runoff's going to come, and that's when we come together as a community, the idea that it's everyone's responsibility to come and do their part. It's very important that you contribute your labor, your family's part to keeping the acequia flowing. And when you think that this has been done generation upon generation upon generation, you realize that you're part of something very special, that you're continuing something that your ancestors or the place-based people of that community kept going for many, many years.
Garcia says she and the thousands of parciantes, or members of acequias in New Mexico, were surprised and saddened to see Governor Susana Martinez veto close to $1 million in funding this year for 25 infrastructure projects throughout the state. Most were in northern New Mexico. Some of those ditches date to 9th century Pueblo people. Garcia explains that one of the largest requests for $100,000 was for a concrete structure that diverts water from the Santa Cruz River to earthen ditches in the community of Cuarteles, east of Española, in northern Santa Fe County. That diversion work, now delayed for at least 1 year, is an example of the aging infrastructure of acequias.
Acequias have had diversions from the get-go made of logs and stones, and then maybe 50 to 75 years ago, they started building with concrete, and that generation of diversions is now giving way. They're aged, they leak, they don't get the water necessary into the ditch to flow through efficiently, so it affects the flow of water in the ditch, and if there isn't enough flow, people don't have access to water, and they can't irrigate their fields. And that's what's at stake.
Mike Lamb is the mayordomo, or ditch boss, of the Chimayo acequia. It's his job to manage and deliver the water to the parciantes, the landowners, and to maintain the ditches.
Our oldest parciante is 90 years old, and he cleared out about 200 yards of jara, of the willow, by himself last week. And, you know, that the old-timers are made of iron. And like they say, you know, we're living on the shoulders of giants.
Lamb is elected by the parciantes, and although he schedules irrigation for the dozens of farmers and completes the applications for state and federal funding for projects, among other tasks, he doesn't earn a salary. His was one of the acequia projects vetoed by the governor. And he knows all too well the importance of having legislative capital outlay funds on hand especially given the effects of climate change.
2 years ago, we had two 100-year floods in about 2 weeks. Did $20,000 worth of damage. Fortunately, FEMA was able to give us some support, and we had a capital outlay fund that was appropriation that was waiting to be spent on other improvements that we were able to employ. Otherwise, I don't know what would have happened. The old timers tell me they haven't seen storms like this for more than 60 years. They haven't seen them since they were children, and that's as much as, 80 years ago or more. As forecast, the storms are now coming, they're more concentrated, so more water the thunderstorms during the sort of monsoonal season, where the amount of water is greater and it's in a smaller area.
In fact, farmers increasingly must adjust to warmer winters, less snow and rain, and earlier snowmelt that dictates when and how much to plant so as to sustain their harvests. Add to that the increasing cost and fickle political landscape of obtaining funding for acequias, and Lamb's voice grows weary. But he says he never forgets the noble work he's been called on to carry out.
And I was fortunate enough to come here about 50 years ago, and being a landowner was automatically a Parciante, and there was an elderly neighbor of mine who showed me what was involved and showed me the subtleties of it. Not just in terms of the physical labor, but the relationships, the nature of how a community is tied together by this common resource, and that it is a struggle now to keep it from being commodified and turned into property to be bought and sold, as opposed to being a resource of the entire community. Because when that goes, something very, very important will be lost. So, I get all emotional about this stuff. To be given this responsibility, to be accepted, and to be judged in this way, to this incredibly intimate circumstance, is quite an honor.
And in response to the governor's veto message that said, in part, that New Mexico's acequias are, quote, local pork that don't generate jobs or develop the economy, the State Acequia Association Director Paula Garcia says acequias not only promote the state's economy, they generate tourism.
There are livelihoods being generated and healthy living that's generated from these acequias. So it's something that if you just measure jobs, use that as the metric, you're going to miss a lot. And it's short-sighted to say that acequias don't contribute economically or to jobs in the community, because they are contributing to livelihoods, they're contributing to culture, community, and that's part of our resiliency in New Mexico.
Watching and listening to these parciantes hard at work as they dig out or sacar la sequía underscores the link between water and life. And nowhere is this tradition that was born centuries ago in the Middle East and Spain more evident than in these verdant fields and orchards of northern New Mexico. Reporting from Chimayo, I'm Deborah Martinez for KSFR.